We're back to the Neil Haley Show. I'm excited first to welcome my co-host, Cowboy 347. Cowboy, what's going on, man? I know you're excited about our guest. And, you know, I start thinking about specifically enough interesting guests and things. And our guest today is Neil Seaman. He wrote a book called The Bold New Way of Thinking About Entrepreneurs, Accelerated Minds. And I guess my brain's going to have to go fast with you, Neil, because who's the faster Neil? Unlocking the fascinating, inspiring, and often destructive impulses that drive the entrepreneurial brain. I think you've already figured out, Neil, I'm like that, right?
You are. I mean, you're the consummate entrepreneur. I mean, the little I've read in the actual 10-second intro just there, it was a big reveal.
Yeah, no, I mean, it's truly, when I'm reading your book and coming up with this, what made you want to write this book?
My dad passed away in 2021. He was a famous dopamine scientist. So he looked at how different people reacted to the chemical dopamine in the brain. And I've always been an entrepreneur. So I kind of wanted to marry all the crazy stuff I saw in the world of entrepreneurship with my dad's research.
All right, good, Damon. Ask a question, because Damon's crazier than me. Okay. And I think he's 10 years ago, and I'm scared for him because I know where I end up 10 years later. Okay.
Oh, now, I'm
there, yeah. But I'm scared for him because
I appreciate that.
Because go.
No, I appreciate it. I almost feel like y'all went out because my name ain't Neil, but I still keep it real. Neil, man, just from, you know, listening to what you just shared in regards to your father's passion work and his for equity and what he loved to do, right? And the content of this book, right? How many more variables of life, of psychology, or whatever different genres you may say you utilize to kind of like, you know, correlate with entrepreneurship in this process?
Yeah, absolutely. So, entrepreneurship is about, you know, taking risk, right? But I reclaim that word because the media like to talk about entrepreneurs as 20-something tech wizards. The reality is that the vast majority of entrepreneurs tend to be a little older and they tend to be quieter. They tend to be actually shyer, socially awkward people who are actually trying to build something of value for themselves, their community, and something to last into the ages. They're not looking for that quick exit that Silicon Valley and Wall Street like to talk about.
Let's talk the crazy brain. Like you're saying, like this dopamine. So I am not what you just said as an entrepreneur, but I also have this crazy brain that no one wants to deal with me, right? You know, yeah. I'm soon to be divorced. You know, other people don't understand me. And I literally have this brain that works so fast. I got back to Pittsburgh trying to talk to people about this stuff. And they're like, what? Especially with the AI. Okay. And I'm trying to tell them, dude, you have an opportunity as an entrepreneur. Anyone could become an entrepreneur today because there's so many opportunities. You don't need to just go and try to compete with me in marketing or podcasting. There's so many opportunities. You just got to be able to. But are we just wired differently, Neil?
Yeah. So, you know, rates of ADHD, 6 times as high among entrepreneurs, rates of major depression, twice as high. On the really scary side, you know, bipolar is anywhere from 3 to 10 times as high, depending on who you cite. Rates of psychiatric, you know, self-admission for suicide, twice as high. Some really scary statistics and addiction. Heavy addiction, three times as high. So like there are these proclivities. The issue then becomes, are we wired to take risks? Like, are we just naturally that way? I do believe that there is a kind of social Darwinistic behavior trait to entrepreneurs, and we are the fuel of prosperity. And unfortunately, too many people are afraid to talk about this stuff.
Good day, man.
Right. In regards to like the self-gratification part of this project, and putting it out there for the world to access and learn something from your point of view, what is the most prevalent message that you've been getting, you know, after this project that might, you know, promote or promulgate future projects and idealism?
Yeah, thanks, Damon. Amazing question. So the biggest surprise to me has been this really resonates with young people, like 16 to 30. New immigrants, people like people are often just not held up in the media as entrepreneurs, people who are from the trades, and like quieter entrepreneurs. I think the message to me is okay, like you're not weird. If you're an entrepreneur and your brain is frenzied and like you're actually like pretty regular for this subtype of people, but you just need to keep that in check and control. And there's different little things at an individual level that we can do, right? So it's called neuromodulation. So there's little tricks we can do, journaling, reflection, meditation. Some people go farther down that path. We can also surround ourselves by a group of friends who share our common values.
Now, let's talk about this, Neil. I'm a former professional wrestler. So I went from, I think what I did in my journey is the strangest journey. Like, I retired from pro wrestling in Bremen, Germany in 1999, became a school teacher for X amount of years, taught, got my master's degree in education, taught elementary, high school. Started tutoring business, my first real entrepreneur, even though I consider my first entrepreneur journey in pro wrestling, selling merchandise at shows and making some pretty good money doing it. Nothing huge, but it showed that entrepreneurial mindset. Then I get involved in this stuff and tutoring and then get back into the entertainment. I think that me going and being a teacher and working for people, it just was never me. It was never my path. Thank goodness I had that path in teaching because that's what makes me one of the best interviewers in the business, in my opinion. And it's because I know how to ask the right questions. So what are your thoughts when you look at people? Because people just don't understand me. I'm sure they don't understand Damon. I don't understand Damon half the time. So really, if somebody else understands, how do we as people, how we're wired, relate to our loved ones? Relate to people that we might consider dating, relate to people who we want in our life, and for them to understand this is just who how we're wired.
Yeah, so the statistics are really powerful. I had one gentleman call me up because the book was profiled in the Toronto Star, and he said, "Look, you saved my marriage," because it was the first time where his spouse, his wife, could see the data that I was just talking about.
Wow.
And it was like, wow, this is like an incredible moment for the two of us, because he's been trying to explain it, but like unless you have a partner who actually understands it, it's incredibly difficult. Like, and everybody knows it, as you know yourself.
I know in the process of being divorced. Yes, absolutely. Someday that'll end. All right. So the last point is where can people pick up your book? Because I mean, I wish we could talk more. I definitely want to connect.
Anywhere, just
I want you to jump on Clubhouse with me. I want you to connect with me on LinkedIn. I want you to connect with me on all the
yeah.
socials and we work together because you have a great story and a great opportunity. And it's we're an international thing. Where can people go? Amazon, right?
It's called Accelerated Minds, Amazon, any physical bookstore, Barnes and Noble, go to my website, neilseaman.com. My publisher is Sutherland House. And Google me too. But I love to talk about it, and it's a message that's resonating. And I really love new types of entrepreneurs. And I think there's a lot more to talk about it. It's a conversation that's kind of taking off.
Well, we'll just definitely stay in touch. All right, you're listening and watching the Neil Haley Show, and we'll be back in just a moment.